All right. We are going to continue with our media availabilities this morning and events of this weekend's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race here at Martinsville Speedway. We've now been joined by Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Rush Truck Centers Ford. And Clint, the last time we had the pleasure of hosting you here at Martinsville Speedway, it was a good day.
It was a really good day. It was a lot more fun than I mean, that's what we do this for, right? We do this to win.
That's right.
And certainly it was a big win for myself and our race team and our organization. Obviously, big confidence booster for me and you know, it was a long time in between those wins. I can't keep looking at that dirt track over there. This place used to be dirt. Can we go back to that? That is awesome.
That is opening up a whole
new
can of worms.
But I would like more roll cage than what they had right there.
All right. We're going to take questions for Clint. If you have one, raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. Please state your name and affiliation. Who would like to kick us off? All right. Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. What's it like to be part of a team that has four cars in the final eight? And have you ever thought, well, maybe I shouldn't say this or that, considering you're now battling all your teammates pretty much for these playoff spots?
No, I think, you know, a total team effort across the board is the reason you have all four cars in the round of eight. I mean, we have half the battle, and you know, I think that because of the willingness to cooperate with one another on a driver's standpoint, the willingness to work with one another on crew chiefs, engineering, everything involved, the teamwork collectively is you know, what makes the dream work. I think that's a quote somewhere. But, you know, the manufacturer, Ford, just everything. I mean, it's the total package right now. And to answer your question, it's a ton of fun. It's a ton of fun to be on a team like that, with an organization like that, with teammates like I have. You come every weekend, it's like we got just as good a shot as anybody. Our cars are extremely fast. You know, we're plenty capable of getting the job done almost every single weekend, no matter what the conditions are, what track we're at, or anything in between. So very proud of that. You know, you roll into the shop Tuesday and, you know, the first thing I do, just goofball I am, grab the receptionist intercom on her phone and thank everybody and tell them, you know, what a wonderful job they're doing and how much fun it is to drive their cars. I mean, it really is a you know, an honor to be able to drive with an organization like this and the effort that's going on.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. A couple of questions. One, is there extra pressure, though, because you all four are in this battle for eight and, you know, battling each other? And also, if you made it to Homestead, how much pressure would that be as well?
You know, I think all the pressure in any racer comes from themselves. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, there's outside pressures and things like that. You know, when Kevin's won seven races or whatever he's won this year, I mean, yes, he's a teammate, the same equipment I am. I need to be winning that many races. You know, there's pressure knowing that you know, last time we were here, that 18 car was right on my heels. The Penske cars are fast. I mean, there's always pressure from the outside, but all that comes from within. When you're driving the old two-lane road up here, you know what I mean? That's when you start thinking about, you know, what you were doing and where you're running on the racetrack and what you need to be focused on today. The conditions are always different. You've got to adjust. You got to be able to adapt, you know, not only your thought process for your setups and things like that, your communication, but your driving style. I mean, you just can't go out there and drive it the same when it's 15 degrees warmer and you know, the track seemed like it took rubber faster than it did in the spring race, you know, because of the warmer conditions and things like that. I mean, it's just you got to be able to adapt to all of those and kind of collect your thoughts. And you know, for us, we had such a good run in the spring. And for me, I've been, you know, really good here over the years. I just got to keep that thought process, you know, and the biggest thing for me is I just try to stay along those same lines. I don't want to overshoot, knowing that you got to be one direction or the other and then get on the other side of that fence, whether it be tight or loose, and then be looking over your shoulder. Oh, was I too loose? Was I too tight there? You need to be, you know, I like staying focused on one direction and kind of inch towards that as you go methodically through practice.
And also, talked to Kevin last week, and he said that he actually most people would have predicted him to, you know, knock off Phoenix. And he said, no, I'm putting Texas as one that he was gonna knock off. He feels like his best shot's at Texas. What do you feel like out of the next two tracks is your best shot to get that win?
What do you think? Probably not Texas. I'm sitting where I think my best shot is, and you know, I know that. But again, that doesn't, just because you won in the spring doesn't mean you're going to come here and run well. I mean, if you look back at our spring race, we it took a couple of stabs of the adjustments, the track coming on, you know, things that to get us in a situation where we went ahead and dominated the last half of the race. I mean, it's there's things that you have to make sure that you check off to you know, make that happen. We made mistakes in the spring race. I made mistakes. I needed to do better on things. I mean, you're not going to be able to put together that same race and get the job done. I mean, there's too much data, too much experience, too many things that people can learn and stack up against you from that last race. I mean, anytime anybody wins, whether it was last weekend or the last race here and you know, the spring race, when everybody goes home, the teams dissect every single aspect of that race. The drivers dissect every aspect of what that guy did in the car and things like that, and you come back and you're better. We're no different. We're no exception to that rule, and you know, that's what we've been doing too. We've been learning from what things that we did well and what things we need to be improved on, and that's where you focus.
All right, Allie. Right here behind you.
Allie Davison, NASCAR.com. Can you let yourself think, if I win this, I have a championship four spot? Or how do you, you know, knowing that you're not the best at Texas, or knowing, you know, this Martinsville might be your best shot?
Hell yeah, you let yourself think that. And I mean, confidence is everything in sports, and you have to be rolling down that highway coming up here confident. You know what I mean? I pulled on the highway this morning. This has happened twice. I live you know, in Moxville, and all my peers live down south, and 2 years in a row, I've literally pulled on the highway off the ramp and met door to door with a peer. Last year, it was Denny Hamlin driving some sort of space shuttle car that he was driving, and it was kind of driving itself, looked to me like. This year, I pull over and pull onto the highway, literally door to door. And I thought I saw it out of the corner of my eye, because you can't miss that Jughead. And as he went by, I saw his manufacturer plate. I pulled up next to him. I told my buddy that was with me. I said, "That's a driver." He goes, "How'd you know that?" I said, "Watch." I pulled up, and sure enough, it was Newman. And I followed him up here all morning long. And the reason I did that is because I was hoping that he would get the ticket at the Virginia State line instead of me this time. That I was telling myself, the competitive nature, I won't be doing that on Sunday.
All right, go ahead.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Clint, you finished third in this race a year ago. Is there anything you could have done different that night to force the issue?
I didn't even know. No, I don't remember. It's a lot's happened since then. You know, in the spring race is what you have to focus on. That was our best, you know, stab at all of this and our best foot forward. So that's what you have to build on. That's where you start your weekend here. But again, you got to go through these weekends methodically and have a game plan. You know, I was saying before, I don't like getting one, you know, overstepping and going to exactly the destination you think you need to be at, because sometimes you go too far and then you get to looking over your shoulder. Well, was that too far? Are we, you know, too much one way or another? And then you start second guessing yourself. I like to try to stay on one side of it or the other and migrate towards that slowly.
Additional questions?
Chris Daugherty, Martinsville Bulletin. Clint, how much do you remember about your debut here in the Cup Series, and what type of things were you able to kind of learn and take away from that race that's helped you going forward? Looking back, it doesn't look like you've had much bad luck here as much as you've had success here, especially recently. So how much did you learn from that first experience here?
Well, a lot, just like anybody else. Have you ever shot a bow and arrow? You ever shot one without a feather on it? Or three feathers? They don't go very good. And pretty much everybody, when they get here, is a dart without feathers. And I was no exception to that. you're all over the place. The hardest thing about here is you just want to get into a place and ride and learn, figure the track out, figure your conditions out, figure out what you need to do, learn from their peer. You can't do that. You get in a hole and you feel like you're riding and this is where I want to be. Next thing you know, somebody else is on your tail and you're having to overdrive, you know, yourself and drive too hard in the entrance. You just can't figure out how to get in some sort of a safe zone to where you can go ahead and ride and learn as a rookie and as when you're starting to learn this track, because that's what you do. There is nobody that shows up to this place and just shows and dominates right off the bat. It's an acquired thing. You have to learn it. Experience prevails here. I learned from a lot of guys. You know, Jeff and Jimmy, their dominance here. You know, we were a close third or fourth, you know, top five to them over the years. Denny, everything that he applied and learned here. It seems like the conditions over the years, the track hasn't really changed with those concrete corners and things like that. It just doesn't. The tire has changed a lot. The circumstances have changed around the Goodyear tire, you know, over the years. And I think that aids some drivers and hurts other drivers, you know, and then it certainly goes around the way they drive this place, the way they focus on maybe on how it rolls, how it gets off the corner, digs up off the corner and things like that. Those are all things that contribute to learning and finding success here.
Additional questions for Clint? Okay, Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Clint, do you feel like in the position that you're in, it's absolutely necessary to win for you to be in the Final Four at Homestead? And if not, where do you think you can make points?
I don't think it's necessarily an absolute must win. You can't put the pressure. You can't put that pressure on yourself the first race of three races here. If you do, you're probably going to go out there desperate and make a mistake. We're not in that situation. We've got to go out and take care of business on a track that's typically good for me. That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you're going to go out there and dominate a stage or two stages or the race win. But you got to go out there and take care of business, be solid on a track that's been good for you over the years and take advantage of this weekend. Yes, that means if it wins, that would be huge. I mean, you allow yourself to think, if I win this thing this weekend, I'm in the dance. And, you know, that's a cool thought and something to think about and extra incentive. But at the end of the day, you can certainly take yourself out of this thing easier, I should say, than you can if you win or wreck. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the thing. You can't beat yourself. We've put ourselves in a hole. I don't think we can do it again. You know, we showed up at Vegas and didn't run the best and then got wiped out when Jimmy blew a tire, put ourselves in a hole and did a good job of digging ourselves out of that hole. Dover last race, you know, the last round, we went to Dover, typically a really good track for me. I was running in the top three all weekend, had a loose wheel, and the rest is history. Dug ourselves a big hole. Bounce back out of it at Talladega. You can't continue bouncing back out of this as the competition keeps getting better and better and better, and you crunch that down. There is no more mulligans. You know what I mean? We're out of those. We've got to get it all every weekend. If we can win here, yes, that would be awesome. If we can't, we've got to make sure we collect every stage point possible, because you've got tracks that aren't necessarily my solid go-to track like Martinsville is coming up.
All right. Any final questions for Clint before we let him go? Okay. We'll take one more.
Alexa Henry and Motor Racing Network. Two questions. First, how do you feel about going to Texas? What's your strategy for next weekend?
I always like going to Texas. Texas is a lot of fun. The hardest thing about Texas is balancing a little bit of fun and your job. No different than you guys. I mean, it's just everything's more fun in Texas. But the racetrack since the repave is not so much fun. But it's a challenge, you know, and within those challenges, you got to be open-minded about it. You got to be excited about that challenge and ready to attack it, because you do definitely have to attack that. I mean, it's a track that's the grip levels through the roof until it's not. Very, very tricky, you know, to get a hold of. So hopefully we just won't even have to worry about it.
And then my next one is, with Halloween this week, what was your favorite costume as a kid?
Kyle Busch. Pretty damn scary. That's too easy, man. It is my kid's favorite, so I ain't about to do that. My favorite Halloween, nobody's, you couldn't, that's not allowed. You cost me a lot of money last week, by the way. I had to buy a shirt because of you. Halloween, I don't know. Just have fun with your kids. Try to get more candy than the next guy. It's always been that. Life's a competition. Leave it to a bunch of racers to make Halloween a bunch of competition, too. See you guys.
All right, Clint. Thanks for your time.